Go up to the 16th floor of an old office building in Center City, and you'll see dozens of people waiting to hear their fates in eviction court.
There's just like this weird desk with these very bored-looking police officers sitting there, and there's this big sign on it that says, "Please read, under no circumstances are bed bugs or any bugs permitted in this building as evidence."
You've got to be kidding me.
Nope, it apparently happens all the time, according to the cop I talked to.
Jake Blumgart is a reporter for WHYY's Plan Philly. Jake has seen fights in eviction court, and they can get pretty intense. The bed bugs are just one example of the things that people are bringing into eviction court because they don't have lawyers to represent them. Now, a bill that would guarantee lawyers for low-income renters is ready for a final council vote next week. Why is Philadelphia in an eviction crisis? And could free lawyers fix it? I'm Annette John Hall. This is The Why. Jake recently covered an emotional hearing at City Council on this issue. One of the people who testified was LaRon Campbell, who was forced to go to eviction court.
So she was renting an apartment in Southwest Philadelphia, and she was having some problems.
I am a good tenant in an impossible situation.
There was sewage bubbling up through her kitchen sink and also in her shower. Yeah, not good. And she was having a very similar problem in the basement. She also said there was a persistent smell of gas in the house.
Telling my landlord got me nowhere.
And then also, her landlord was clearly getting the idea of just wanting to get rid of the property and sell it. So he had put a lockbox on the front door, and people were coming in at kind of all hours of the day and night to check out the house.
One day, I returned home from work to find strangers in my living room. Then I was woken up late at night to strangers walking into my home without any warning. My home did not feel safe at any time. I didn't know what to do or where to turn or when someone else was going to walk through my door with the key.
Very stressful living conditions, and she basically started to withhold rent to try to get him to make some of the repairs that the house clearly needed. And when she did that,
my landlord filed to evict me. And I felt this way was very unfair. I did not know how they could evict me when I had been living with such awful conditions.
So then what did she do?
So she is one of the few renters who actually was able to retain a lawyer. She went to Community Legal Services, which is kind of a legal aid outfit for civil cases. And the lawyer determined all these things that her landlord was doing wrong that kind of made his case against her fall apart.
I learned that my landlord had no license, no certificate, and a list of open violations on the property.
Which meant that she was able to get her security deposit back. She was able to keep all the money she had put in escrow when she was, you know, withholding her rent. And she didn't end up with an eviction record, which can make it much harder to rent an apartment in the future. And she credited all this to her ability to get legal assistance.
Having a lawyer on my side made all the difference. Everyone deserves an attorney, someone to help them understand the process and stand up for them in court.
LaRon is an anomaly. Most low-income people, 90% in Philadelphia, who go to eviction court don't have a lawyer, whereas most landlords do. So a lot of poor renters go into eviction court, and they often make these deals with the landlord's lawyers before they even go before the judge. It's called a judgment by agreement. And when you don't have a lawyer backing you up in these judgment by agreements, that can mean that you end up signing deals that are not necessarily favorable to you or favorable to your future. You know, you often like don't have as much time to move out and find a new place. You often aren't able to hold on to the money like for your security deposit. you know, and you do get an eviction on your record, which can make it much harder to get public assistance for housing in the future and can also make it harder to rent a house, especially in a more stable neighborhood. So it's not always about like the eviction not happening per se, but it can just be about having it happen on better terms for the tenant.
So Jake, to be clear, you don't automatically get a lawyer for this kind of thing?
No, the thing you have to keep in mind is that in criminal court, you're guaranteed a lawyer, no matter, you know, what your income is. And that's not true in civil cases. And landlord-tenant court issues are civil cases. So that's why all these low-income people are going in without a lawyer. But there is kind of a movement across the country to try to get lawyers for people in eviction court. And Councilperson Helen Gim has been pushing just such a bill here in Philadelphia.
Today is about ensuring that we're using every tool at our disposal to keep folks in their homes by creating a more fair and just system.
So tell me about this bill. What's it do?
So it basically guarantees legal representation for renters below 200% of the federal poverty line, which is about $34,000 annually for a family of two. This would basically massively increase the number of lawyers who are able to represent low-income tenants in the city. It's going to cost Philadelphia millions of dollars a year. The issue here is that Philadelphia is experiencing an eviction crisis.
Philadelphia ranks fourth in the nation for the most evictions.
We have a massively high poverty rate. And as a result, for years, we've been seeing over 20,000 eviction cases being filed every year.
Evictions in our city disproportionately target Black women, many of them who are single heads of household taking care of children.
And these evictions, it's really worth pointing out, are often hyper-concentrated in some areas. A majority of Black neighborhoods are particularly hard hit. There are some neighborhoods where 15% of the population is getting evicted every year in like,
wow.
Yeah, in West Philadelphia and North Philadelphia. And you think about the knock-on effects of this, it's really hard to preserve a stable neighborhood if you're
it's a huge quality of life issue, right?
Right. And so like how are you gonna have a strong neighborhood group if your neighbors are just being cycled through this process all the time? How are your kids going to do well in school if they're having to constantly bounce around between different houses? How are you going to hold on to a job? There is just a lot of research out there showing the public health effects of this. Even things like suicide rates and whatnot are like much higher in areas with high eviction rates. It just keeps people perpetually in crisis mode. So this is kind of about not just eviction as a symptom of poverty, but as a driver and exacerbator of poverty.
When we come back,
nationally, you only have 1/4 of households who are eligible for housing assistance actually get housing assistance. Hmm. So there's a massive unmet need here.
This is The Why. I'm Annette John Hall. We're talking to WHYY Plan Philly reporter Jake Blumgard about a new bill that would guarantee free lawyers for people facing eviction in Philadelphia. So, Jake, how are landlords responding to this?
So, perhaps not surprisingly, landlord organizations do not love this bill. I talked to Victor Pinckney, who is a landlord and vice president of the Homeowners Association of Philadelphia, which is a landlord advocacy group.
Hello?
Hey, Victor. It's Jake Blumgard.
Hey, Jake. How's it going?
Pretty good. And I know Victor pretty well. I've spoken with him for stories for years.
Different number?
Yeah, this is my landline. You know, a lot of his business is renting to lower-income people. And he basically said that there were a lot of kind of like downstream effects to this bill that would make it harder for lower income people to find housing. He basically thinks that this is going to make landlords much pickier about who they're renting to.
I'm going to be a lot more discriminative in my decision making on who I take as a tenant.
Because, you know that you could potentially get dragged through this like long court process. Because you kind of have to think, for a market rate landlord renting to people in a poor area, you know, you can't really raise the rents because people can't afford to pay more.
Right.
And so then it's harder to repair these buildings and to reinvest in these buildings because that eats into your profits, which are probably not that high to begin with.
I have less money on hand to do necessary repairs. I have less money to pay if I have a mortgage to pay a mortgage.
So the economics of this business model are really hard. And Victor basically thinks that anything that makes it harder for landlords to rent to poor tenants is not a great idea. Landlords don't get free lawyers, and you know there are low-income landlords out there. Like about 20% of landlords who wind up before a landlord-tenant court also don't have a lawyer. So they're saying this is like discriminatory against those guys. Then they also just say it's the city kind of coming down on one side of these civil cases.
So, Jake, I can understand how poor renters would need legal assistance to help them get through a fair eviction process. But I can't help but wonder, isn't this whole bill kind of a Band-Aid for what's really going on here? Because at the end of the day, they're still going to be evicted. They're still going to need some place to live. They still won't have enough money to pay rent. So this really kind of doesn't solve all those systemic problems.
Right. Yeah, that's absolutely true. This is basically a way to soften the blow. It's kind of a way to keep the cyclical nature of this from churning onwards. Or at least that's the hope. But yeah, affordable housing is basically a huge problem. I think a lot of people imagine that poor people are just able to get assistance from the federal government. But unlike things like food stamps or like the Medicaid program, where if you fall under a certain income level, you become automatically eligible for those programs. And they have a flexible budget. So like when there's a recession, the number of people who enroll in food stamps goes way up. But that's not true for housing. There is a set amount of money for the Section 8 voucher program, and it is not flexible when there's an economic downturn. And so nationally, you only have 1/4 of households who are eligible for housing assistance actually get housing assistance. Hmm. So there's a massive unmet need here. There's also an argument that this could actually help landlords like Victor because it is expensive to evict people. And you're going to like not have several months of income. Whereas with the Section 8 voucher program, you have the federal government guaranteeing basically your income as a low-income landlord every month. You know, there are certainly some people who say that would be a win-win. But given the current political dynamics in D.C., this is certainly not an idea that is going to come to fruition anytime in the near future.
Well, Jake, thanks as always for coming in.
Of course.
Jake says the Right to Counsel bill is expected to pass when the full city council votes next Thursday. Mayor Jim Kenney is expected to sign it. The Y is produced by me, Annette John Hall, along with Shai Binyakov, Alex Stern, and Kelsey Hansen, under the editorial direction of Katie Culinary. We had editing help for today's episode from Ariella Cohen. Send me a tweet at AnnetteJH. And thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.